Welcome back to Relationship Status. It's your boy Yusuf in the building. And of course, I'm here with my wonderful co-host who just took her glasses off.
Yeah, because I look like a granny. I forgot I had them on.
I mean, embrace what you are. That's how I met you on social media, the granny.
Yes. And I am granny, but you're not always going to look like granny.
Yeah, No. You can't always look like granny. That's the problem with some women today. They go outside looking like granny.
Yeah, and some.
And that's not attractive. It's not.
Moo-moos
are not attractive.
When that ass moving and them moo-moos, it's
but what can I say? Outside, outdoor.
I mean, I ain't going outside no fucking moo-moo, period. So that ain't no moo-moo. I don't wear one inside, so I ain't going outside with it.
Okay. All right. You got it. Well, it's been a couple months since we've been
it's
together.
It's been a while.
We're in
a lot
April.
Taking place.
A lot is taking place. We don't have to address it. I don't think we should. I think we should just.
Yeah, a lot is taking place.
Yeah. We just leave it like that. You know. Matter of fact, can't forget our sponsor, Eat My Biscuits, here in Atlanta. Make sure that you check them out. It's an amazing place to eat.
It is. Eat My Biscuits, breakfast, brunch, lunch, vibes.
Thursday nights,
conversations over cocktails. Full bar, handcrafted cocktails. Eat My Biscuits in East Point, 2881 Main Street. Follow us on the gram at eat_mybiscuits.
Yep. Yeah. Go check them out. We got to get that place full.
Packed.
Tell them we sent you.
Tell them.
All right.
Be
live, granny. Over time, there's been a list of questions that we've gotten, that you've gotten, that you wanted to discuss. So.
Oh, yeah. So basically, I thought we'd talk about intimacy.
Today, we're talking about intimacy.
Yes.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I didn't say anything. I didn't.
You have to say anything, nigga. I'm looking at you.
It was a brief gesture because intimacy means different things to different people.
Exactly. And that's why we're having this conversation. So before we even start, I want everybody to kind of take a moment and drop it in the comments.
Drop it in the comments right now. What does intimacy
mean to you? We need to see that. So before we, you know, get into the definition of intimacy.
Okay.
What does it mean to you? Drop it in the comments right now.
Okay. To me, intimacy is a multifaceted mental, physical, and spiritual realm that you enter with someone. Because it has to be, I believe, on all. Well, let's say it like this. Mental and physical. I wanted to say spiritual because you don't spiritually mix with everybody. Because everybody doesn't have the same faith. So I'll take that one out.
You don't physically match with everybody either, or mentally.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I say that's what makes it intimate, is when both things meet. That's when it makes it intimate. Because you can have sex with somebody with no intimacy. You know what I'm saying? Because it just doesn't mean anything. Because you're there, but mentally you're not there. Like for me, right? If I'm engaged with a woman or whatever, and this has been all my life, all my sexual life, if I've been dealing with somebody, if I'm not into the person, it's quick, it's to the point. It's just, and it's not me conscious of it going, I just want to get this over with. It's just, there's no connection, so I'm not into it the same way.
Okay.
When I'm into it with a person, when my mental is there, my feelings are there, the length goes on and on because I want to continue to be in this room with you. And it's not anything that I'm, conscious of doing. It's just I'm in it with
you. It's how
your
body's
responding. It's how my body's responding.
Because of the feeling for that person.
Exactly, because of the feelings for that person.
So you're taking your time.
Yeah.
She said, take your time. What's the rush?
Hey. So I mean, like, in that sense, I think that that's where the intimacy, like when your mental and your physical meet, that's where intimacy is.
Okay. I heard that.
For less romantic intimacy, because there's other intimacy, there's financial intimacy.
So for me, intimacy are things that we share with a person that we just feel connected to. Mm-hmm. And it's not always a significant other. Sometimes you have intimate conversations with strangers. And it don't mean it's going anywhere. So for me, intimacy is a shared space with a connection.
Okay.
And it could be anywhere. It could be at a movie. It could be at Eat My Biscuits. It could be at a bar. It could be at a park. It's conversations. It's the way someone feels. It's the way someone looks at you. Mm-hmm. I think it's, like you said, it's multifaceted. It's so many different things. But intimacy requires a level of connection.
Valid.
And I think that connection has to be spiritual, emotional, mental.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily have to be physical.
Well, I guess I was thinking it has more to be physical. All of those. I think I was more so.
Yeah, just
a man.
You a man. You think about fucking.
No, that's not the case.
That's the whole, that your whole spiel was about fucking.
No, it was not.
Either if I'm not intimate with you, bitch, we fucking.
Which
if
is
I'm
true.
Intimate
which
with
is...
you, then I'm taking my time.
Yes.
And I'm sitting over y'all in my fucking head thinking about the whole other different shit.
No, I mean, but I think.
But see my ass.
When you ask a man that question, because now let's take it in that sense, because a lot of people, when you say intimacy, that's what they go to innately.
And that's why these conversations are important, to understand that intimacy is beyond sex. Although intimacy increases the value of sex. Mm-hmm. Intimacy is like that chemistry. It just all mixed in together. Now, tell us the definition of intimacy.
Okay.
What does Webster Dictionary say about intimacy?
Webster's Dictionary says... Webster's intimacy says... what's the definition of intimacy is? A close, familiar, and affectionate personal relationship with another person.
Mm.
Now, often
now
described...
that's deep.
Often described as intimacy. Vulnerability and being known. It involves deep emotional, intellectual, or physical connection, requiring trust, reciprocity, and shared vulnerability rather than just sexual activity.
Well, I'm wrong. Because that clearly states that I guess I need to use another word. It has to be someone that you have a personal relationship with.
It doesn't have to be physical.
No, it said personal.
Yeah, but it does say personal.
Deep,
yeah.
Personal. So I ain't got no deep personal relationship with no motherfucking stranger. So I ain't gonna have no intimacy with no stranger.
You may be open, you may be vulnerable with a stranger, but not necessarily be intimate with them. Because like you said, you have intimate conversations.
But that kind of go with that.
But you said you've had intimate conversations.
Well, maybe I'm using the wrong words. So that's what I'm saying. So maybe I need to brush up my motherfucking vocabulary.
Yeah, well,
and
that
it
might
ain't
be
intimate
true.
Conversations. It's just personal conversations, not necessarily intimate.
That could be true too.
Maybe it's nosy conversations.
Well, no, not nosy, because you're not being nosy. You're being open. Because sometimes you can sit down at a bar. Let's say like at a bar, you may sit down. I think maybe my first time coming to Eat My Biscuits, the first time mm-hmm. we met in person, and I sat down and it was like a lady and a guy, and they just they didn't know each other, and they got to talking and you was talking, and I don't think the three of you knew each other.
Mm-mm.
And so it was just y'all just got to talking and then started talking about personal situations that you had been in that moment. And I don't think those are particularly according to the definition.
That's not intimacy.
That's just personal, open, personal conversation.
All right, well, I'm glad that you read that, because I need to, I guess, brush up my vocabulary.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that words matter.
They do. They do. The biggest con that anyone ever said was, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words hurt so much more than sticks and stones. Words never go away. Even when the body heals, what a motherfucker said to you never leaves you.
Mm-mm. I tell you.
That's more painful than a broken finger, a broken arm, because that motherfucker gonna heal them words.
And that's, like I said, I dated some, well, started to date somebody one time and they told me that they weren't attracted to me physically and my body and pretty much my dad tummy. You know, I'm here. You know, I'm working on it still.
I remember this story.
Yeah. And it affected me in a way in which it made me look at myself in a way I had never looked at myself before. Mm-hmm. So for the first time ever, I think I allowed what somebody said to affect me mentally in a sense where I went so hard to change my
appearance, yourself.
To change my appearance. But for what? Because the reason why people can't stick to, I would say, weight loss goals or whatever, is sometimes it's outwardly motivated.
Yeah, it ain't for themselves. It has to be for you. Yeah, in order for it to be consistent.
Yeah, it has to be a change
that you are ready to make. And not ready to make, oh, somebody said this, so I'm going to show them. Because you're going to show them and then you're going to be right back to where you started.
Exactly.
You know? But those things can fuel that fire in you, though.
Now, it did. And I eventually found the grand median in between of, let me not go work out 40 times a day. Let me just do a little bit. Let me get one workout a day, you know, have days off, enjoy myself. I don't got to eat all crazy. Don't got to eat less. Don't have to eat more, but just be mindful about
what I'm eating and so, what you're doing.
And it became about what I wanted for myself and not necessarily what she had said or had articulated to me. But people, when they say things, first off, know the definition of what you're saying, because sometimes the other person may know the definition of what
and you
you're
don't,
saying.
And you didn't say some shit. They like, nah, bitch, that ain't intimacy.
That ain't it. You know,
no, it's not. Here it is.
But now you know we've educated you, and that's what we hope is to educate.
So now, if we've done that, then kind of, I want you to kind of think of, so intimacy is sex. It's connection. Mm-hmm. It's personal, it's vulnerability, it's acceptance, it's a lot of things, right? So let me ask this. There's the camera. What's more important to you, physical sex or intimacy?
Intimacy.
Important to you, intimacy or the actual act of sex? Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
Intimacy without sex or sex?
Okay.
What's more important to you? Intimacy without sex or sex?
20-year-old me?
Nigga, you now. 70-year-old you.
Now, I would say intimacy because that lasts longer.
Okay.
Can I sit on the porch with you?
Talk shit
at 80, at 90. You know what I'm saying? Am I still going to be, if I need to change your diaper before you need to change mine, am I still going to be there for it? Am I going to be there for that? I think that true intimacy, when it's to that fact, between two people, and we talk about even in a friendship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about romantic right now, but, you know, the intimacy that's built, if you have that, man, it doesn't matter whether you are having sex or curled up watching a movie, Netflix and chilling, mm-hmm. or you're out, or you're both just sitting there reading a book. It doesn't matter as long as you're in each other's presence. That intimacy that's there between the two of you makes you want to continue to pull towards each other.
Okay.
And that's why I think that's more important than sex, because what happens when you can't, what happens when you can't get it up? They got these pills, but who knows what it's doing to your body.
You ain't lying. Your heart.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? As a woman, what you gonna do when it dries up? You got lube, but you know what I'm saying? Like at the end of the day,
the only thing you're gonna have is intimacy, physical. Right? So for me, intimacy is far more important, mm-hmm. For a number of reasons, pretty much all the ones that you've stated. But this is a good segue into my next question.
Okay.
As we're talking about intimacy, and you've brought up some points, because you say intimate, you know, are we asking at my age now, Yusuf, or are we asking at 20-year-old Yusuf? Now, me as a woman, 20-year-old me, I enjoy intimacy. Mm-hmm. I've always been that person just because of my desire for people mm-hmm. and relationships and connections, right? So intimacy has always been number one for me because I honestly cannot have sex without a level of intimacy. Mm-hmm. That I don't understand how, and I'm learning that when we're doing conversations over cocktails, the amount of people, men and women, our age, younger, some older, who freely enjoy sex with zero intimacy, to me is crazy. Because how do we get to fucking if we don't have intimacy? I can't have, me personally, I know how y'all get there, because it's just fucking to y'all. I can't have sex without intimacy. Mm-hmm. I have to feel connected to you. I have to feel personal to you because allowing myself to have sex, I have to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I have to be open. So for me, I can't have sex without intimacy. They don't, they.
The two don't mesh.
They have to coexist.
They're not separate.
Yeah, they're not have separate. To coexist.
They're not separate. Okay.
So with that being said, I'm going ahead and moving into the next conversation. We talk about intimacy. We talk about vulnerability. We talk about age.
You just be making me look bad. I don't like that.
Nigga, you just a nigga. It's
I'm
okay.
just, no, I'm no, I'm not just a nigga. I'm much more than just
a
nigga.
You just a nigga.
What
JC say? Still nigga. No. Okay. Hopefully this will make you feel better.
Okay.
When you have a partner mm-hmm. that you feel deeply connected to, and I'm asking our listeners as well, mm-hmm. how are you with having the uncomfortable conversation about vaginal dryness, about erectile dysfunction?
I've never had that conversation about erectile
dysfunction. That's what we're asking.
How comfortable are
these
you?
These are things, or okay, erectile dysfunction, vaginal dryness, pussy just not feeling good. How do you have that conversation? Dick ain't good.
He ain't good.
Taking you through there. Like, or there was a time he was. What are the desires now that you want to try that you're afraid to tell him or her that you want to try these things because you don't know how they're going to perceive it? We can fuck, but we can't have these conversations. Mm-hmm. And so when you have this level of intimacy, you got to be vulnerable enough to be able to say,
this ain't working.
Or, okay, my homegirl was telling me about, you know, she did this. I'm just giving an example.
Yeah.
Okay. I went to conversations over cocktails, mm-hmm. right? And I'm coming back home to my man. I went to conversations over cocktails and this couple was talking about how, they enjoy, or her husband enjoys, getting his asshole licked. And she was saying how that's exciting for her. And I want to try that. Like, you got to be in a vulnerable space to be able to ask that, depending on a man. Now, you don't know what his response is going to be. Mm. Or, you know, my girlfriend, you a guy, you go back. And these are things that we've talked about in conversations over cocktails. Yeah. You know, go back and say, hey, today we talked in conversations over cocktails, we were talking about how, like, the flame has died on us. Mm. You know, what can we do? You know, we ain't feeling good to each other no more. What can we do? When you have that level of intimacy, these are conversations you should be able to have, but so often people cannot have them. Do you think that you are in a space? Because when we're presenting these concerns, our partner, like the girl who told you, okay, I feel like it's too much. Like,
but what was crazy to me with that was the level of intimacy that we had.
But that's why she felt comfortable enough to say that to you. Like, I'm digging you.
But.
You know, but. this is not attractive to me. Yeah. But we got, because these are concerns that we are going to have as we get older. I'm sure that wasn't no concern at 20, because you probably didn't have it at 20.
I did not.
That's what I'm saying. So I think that intimacy is important. Mm-hmm. I think it's valuable. But I think it has to allow for a space of openness.
True. I agree with you.
You know, in order to say, like, I'm scared. I ain't gonna lie. I'm 50. I still have a period every month.
That's a good thing.
Not if I fuck around and get pregnant. Shit, ain't no motherfucking good thing. Shit, a lie. But my concern is that because many older women speak of issues of vaginal dryness.
Okay.
That is one of the key things that happens in menopause. And I'm going to rephrase that. The women don't speak about it. Because bitches running around here 60 acting like they pussy is as wet as the motherfucking Atlantic Ocean. Like some of you hoes pussies is dry. Because the internet, the internet and the symptoms of menopause and perimenopausal is vaginal dryness. Bitch, every pussy ain't wet. But nobody's being honest. Mm-hmm. Every nigga dick at 50 and 60 ain't hard. But nobody's being honest. And I'm scared to death.
Of
a dry pussy.
The desert reaching.
Yes, I'm afraid because I know it happens.
But I think that in this day and age, I don't think that people should be so afraid of it. Because in this day and age, there are things that you can do to still
enjoy. But the reason why people are afraid is because no one's admitting it. Well, okay, let's just talk about the gay population. Mm-hmm. Right? There was a time we didn't talk about gay. Mm-hmm. It was a place for it. Mm-hmm. You didn't discuss it. If you had a gay person in your family, nobody talked about it. It was an in front truth, but it was never talked about. Mm-hmm. Men ain't just started being gay. Mm-hmm. Men been gay and fucking each other since back in the Romans days. In the Bible, in Genesis, it speaks about God looked and said, and saw everybody was basically fucking everybody. Mm-hmm. Men were fucking men. Men were fucking women. And he flattened this shit and said, we're going to start again. Mm-hmm. It talks about that in Genesis. So there was a time where you would nowhere near see as many gay men as we see now. Because it started to become socially acceptable. Mm-hmm. We started to see it more. We started to talk about it more.
Well, and we should. And that's to that point, I think that's where it's sort of because in that sense it used to be shameful to be
exactly that. And it's right now it's still shameful to have a dry pussy. Shameful to bad, and that's why these dysfunction conversations are important. You need to be able to say, hey, I'm 55. You know, by now you may have high blood pressure, you may have diabetes, you may have cholesterol. All of these are issues that developed
as you get older, right?
And these are also issues that also cause erectile dysfunction in men. Mm-hmm. But nobody talks about this shit.
So I need to lower my blood pressure.
You do. You sure the fuck do. Because the next thing that happens that my mother said that she sees so often in black and brown men. Mm-hmm. Because these, as a black man, especially as a black man, you know that?
Yeah.
Almighty. Mm-hmm. Right? It is such a difficult space when he cannot perform as he once had. That's a very difficult space. And when black men start having high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, and they're taking things, and it affects that area. Mm-hmm. And a lot of men will not take their medication just because it affects that area.
Yeah.
Yep. And now they're back in the hospital. They ain't took no medication. They're either in a diabetic coma or they've had a massive heart attack because of blood pressure. Mm. So I think we have to open ourselves up intimately in our relationships with our partners to say, hey, baby, you know what? Let's sandpaper down now.
Yeah. Well, but if you're in a truly intimate relationship and with the person you have that you're close to, not only that you're close to, but that you like, you're
it gotta
really
be trusting.
It's gotta be
you
somebody,
gotta be able to feel vulnerable.
Yeah, but also it's somebody that you're really in. Like, it's gotta be somebody you're really into too. Like, it's gotta be like, hey babe, look, like I love everything about you, but this one space, like, we need to figure out a way to make it better. We need to figure out a way sexually to make it better, you know, or, you know, like, even as if the man, like, if I was underperforming, I would love for my woman to come and say something to me. Mm-hmm. Because I'm of the old adage that whatever you can't do, somebody else will. And so if you come to me and you say, this is a desire of yours, now all desires will not be met. I might not be the man for you in some spaces.
I might not be the man. Your asshole.
No. I might not be the man for you in some spaces. We ain't going. But at least if we're into each other, then we need to be able to at least have the conversation about it. I can hear you out on what you got to say, mm-hmm. and why you find feel, this so mm-hmm. why you feel the way you feel. And then it's up to me at that point to then decide and go, hey, you know what? That's valid. I'll try it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But we got to set boundaries in that sense. Like, okay, now, this is it. Like, this is, but that should be something that y'all talk about early. I think having conversations about physical intimacy in the sense of it being and being compatible. I think, like, some people say, you know, you shouldn't talk about sex too early. Da, da, da. I'm like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I always feel like you gotta have the conversation with somebody to get to know where they are. I'm not asking you how many bodies you had, but I am asking you about your experience, what you like, what you don't like, things you've done, things you haven't done. Mm-hmm. And that's just a matter to see how open, spontaneous, or whatever, or if we mesh, because sometimes you just don't mesh with somebody. Well, you just don't mesh with them. And it's not a bad thing. Mm-mm. It's just the truth.
It ain't for you.
And sometimes you could have a conversation and learn
and find it.
And find through the conversation, you could find out, am I willing to have this missionary every day for the rest of my life?
But I think oftentimes with things like that, you don't always know, because different people bring about different things. Like, I've done things with my fiance sexually that I've never done, mm-hmm. like, with anyone else. And not saying that I would have never done it with anyone else. It's just no one ever required it of me. Mm-hmm. So people bring out different things in you.
That's valid.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a valid point.
So, and through conversation, I may say, like, hell no, nigga. Absolutely the fuck not. But then you get in that bedroom and you feeling how you feel, you like, okay, maybe I try. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh god, okay. You know what I'm saying? It changes your mind.
Yeah.
So let me go into this last question. Mm-hmm. And then we're gonna kind of give you guys a little space to answer this as well in the comments. But since we're talking about age and we're talking about intimacy and we're talking about sex changing for each partner in various ways as we grow older and as we mature, can relationships survive when the sexual connection fades? Nigga, the paint is the paint.
No, you ain't. I thought you was asking the people.
I'm asking the people. These are the conversations we have at Conversations Over Cocktails.
Hey, listen.
So it's a vibe, right?
Yeah, it is. This is
some real shit.
But for me personally, mm-hmm. no.
Okay.
I ain't built like that.
So I'm just going to. I love that you said that, because I'm going to show you how he's still a nigga. I'm going to show you. And you know what? I told myself I'm going to be a little more demure and start using better choice of words.
Okay.
Okay, this man over here. But trust and believe, nigga is a... It ain't like slave, nigga. Yeah. It's just a term of endearment for the black community.
I got you.
My nigga.
I got you.
Right? Like, but the audience, I just want them to understand that.
Okay. Cool.
You know, like when you talk to your homegirl, bitch. Yeah. You know, everything is, it's context.
Yes, true.
Right?
True.
Because he'd be like, bitch, I'll beat your ass. That's another bitch. Totally like, that's context. My bitch.
Yeah.
Like, goofy ass nigga, that's one thing. Yeah. My nigga.
That's different.
Right, that's gotcha. Different. So, just so the audience, because we don't know who's listening.
Yeah.
You kind of contradicted yourself. Close your mouth. I'm about to take you through that.
Okay.
Man, almost said that word.
Yeah, go ahead.
Take you through that.
Go ahead.
We already talked about the importance of intimacy.
Yes.
And how, and you...
I did.
Said.
I know where you're going.
Sitting on a porch.
I'm already down that street.
Reading a book. Yeah. But now you said, hey, if the pussy ain't performing, bye.
No, I did not say that. You said if the sexual connection fades, correct?
Yes.
Yes. I don't think it can survive if a sexual connection fades. Sexual connection is my physical want of you.
Got it. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, you're right. Check. I love a man that can check a lady.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about if you're saying the sexual connection has faded, that mm-hmm. means my want of you, whether you dry or not, if I still want
I'm no
you,
longer sexually attracted to you.
If I'm no longer sexually attracted to
not
somebody.
Not the inability for us to have sex when we're old. And
yeah.
Got it. Okay.
It's the, yo, and I look at you at 80, and yes, if I could get and it I'm up, still, I would give it to you.
If that boy could get up, matter of fact, if I wasn't in Sahara Desert, we would have some flames in here. Matter of fact, we just would have started a fire. Let's see what to do.
Hey, I can put some spit in my hand and rub down there.
We're going to get some of that Vaseline. We're going to
We're going to squeeze
Understood.
Up.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
But that's what I mean. Like, when people
because
say,
the sexual connection is beyond the actual intercourse.
Yeah, exactly. When I think the movie Love Jones.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a conversation. I think it's Savon and it's Darius. And Darius says, when people say that the sexual connection is gone, I think I got the verbiage right. When people say that the sex is gone, it's not that the sex is gone, it's that they've exhausted the possibilities. And I think that sometimes you can be with somebody for so long that you've experienced sort of the same thing all the time, and you don't go into, okay, babe, let's explore this.
Role play.
Let's explore that. Let's explore this. Totally different. Whatever
Someone
it
else
is.
In a room with us.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is, it's a party at that point. But, you know,
I love a good party.
Yeah, I love a good party. Anyway. So that spoke to me in that moment. It was like, yo, that's right. Like, yeah, we could say all day that, man, I ain't no more attracted. Like, and then there was another movie, and I can't remember where it is. It says, I wake up and choose you every day. I look at you and I choose you every day because I look at you and you are still fine as hell to me every single day.
That is so fucking difficult.
Every single day.
I look at my fiance and I think he is still such, I'm still very attracted mm-hmm. to him. And it's been years. Like, he's still very handsome. His hands still feel good. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But
yeah.
I agree. I cannot.
What about you? I'm gonna flip
it. I cannot stay in a relationship that is not sexually healthy.
Mm-mm.
I can't. That I do not feel connected to, because infidelity will come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be with anyone that I feel
I have to cheat on.
I can't
Glory.
Do it. I cannot do it. For me, I would much rather have this very uncomfortable conversation and say, look, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I'm not a cheater. I don't want to be a cheater.
Yep.
I don't have the energy to fucking cheat. It's too many lies.
You got to tell too much
and
lies.
And I already got to lie about shit. When I look at customers and say, girl, your hair is beautiful. I got too much shit I got to lie about already. I am not lying.
I don't need to lie about
that. To the person
else.
I sleep with every night.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather say I don't feel that way about you any longer.
Mm-hmm.
I am not connected to you in that way. And not that it's solely about vagina and penis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got what you're saying.
It's about that feeling. It's about that connection. And so as a human being, because we naturally are drawn to people and connections are important, which is why COVID was so difficult for us, it's going to make me be drawn to someone else eventually. Now, what will work in a motherfucking favor is that I don't like nobody.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like no motherfucking body. It's hard for me to like people. It is in that way. I love everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to like someone like that, that takes a lot. Mm-hmm. That takes a lot. So I would rather just have that conversation to get you prepared to know this is time for us to start.
Yeah, it's a divide coming.
To divide, because I ain't going to say that shit and then in a week I'm in somebody else's bed.
Yeah.
I'm saying it because I'm preparing for the disconnect. I'm preparing that I'm no longer connected. Mm-hmm. And when I'm no longer connected, I'm not going to do certain things. Because I don't feel the
intimacy.
It. Like, I don't feel that way no more. You know what I'm saying? So I personally cannot stay in a relationship that I no longer feel a sexual connection to. I can, however, as I'm preparing to separate, I can hope and pray that that connection starts again before I meet someone else. Because once I meet someone else and I have a connection with that person, ours is permanently going to be over.
Yeah.
Because
there's no way to get back to that.
I don't know how to get back. Because I already started with somebody else.
Yeah, it's been fragmented at that point.
Yep.
Because now you guys, it's not that your connection wasn't genuine. It's just that it's over.
It's over. So just some things to kind of reflect on, right, as we're closing out this session. First of all, you got to come to Eat My Biscuits. Yay.
Yeah.
If you're in Atlanta area.
Make sure you always do that.
Eat My Biscuits. We're right by the airport, 2881 Main Street. Thursday evenings, we have conversations over cocktails. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we're open from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, eat_mybiscuits. The next thing is understand what intimacy means. Mm-hmm. And when you are going into these relationships or when you are out dating, make sure you find that intimacy before you start fucking. Because that's why y'all are spreading all these motherfucking diseases and shit. On top of the fact that you fucking people too soon.
True.
What was that noise?
My iPad.
Oh, I'm like, is that a ghost?
No, I forgot to turn that off.
Oh, okay.
I turned off my phone and forgot to turn that off.
Okay, I just making sure I ain't going crazy. Uh-uh. So make sure you have that level of intimacy and be intimate enough to have the uncomfortable conversations with your spouse. It just makes for healthier relationships. It makes for healthier breakups. It makes for people being able to move on in a sound mind that they did what they could do and they did it the right way. It leads to less regret and just healthier relationships over time with each other. And I think that's what we, especially as Black people, need.
Oh, 100%.
Healthy relationships, ones that work and ones that don't work.
Yeah.
Those still need to be able to be healthy. So you want to do your close out?
What did I learn today?
What did you learn today?
Hey, it's never,
we learned what intimacy is.
We did learn what intimacy is. I also learned that, you know, there's never a bad time for a party.
Never a bad time for a party.
All right, y'all. Thanks for tapping into the show again. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms at RELSTAT podcast. Make sure that you join the Patreon at patreon.com/relationship status. And hey, if you want to ask us some questions, email us.
Yeah, or if you have like maybe some experiences that you've had that you kind of want to put out there. Of course, we won't disclose any names or anything.
Of course.
That you want to put out there to get any feedback on. Yeah. It could be about any topic, honestly. I mean, the title of this is Relationship Status.
Yeah, but it could be about
however,
anything.
You have a relationship with money. You have a relationship with finances. You have a relationship with family, with friends, with children, with parents. So this relationship is not just about a male-female romantic relationship. It's the relationship status about everything.
Everything relationship.
Spiritual relationship, financial relationship, career relationship, your relationship with yourself. Mm-hmm. That's the most important relationship. in your relationship with God?
I told this one the other day. She got an F with herself. On that note, y'all, this is Relationship Status Podcast, and we're out. Peace.